from KQED.
Later this week, the Senate Health Committee takes up a bill that would require coroners and others filling out death certificates to reflect the deceased's preferred gender identity as opposed to anatomy. The bill passed the Assembly last month. Despite growing tolerance of diversity, many individuals are still hostile and in a position to abuse their power. 76-year-old Pamela Howland, who switched to living as a woman after retirement, came face-to-face with that fact when she needed hospital care. She shares her story with us as part of our occasional first-person series on health called Vital Signs.
I had decided that the years that I had left, I wanted to live the way I wanted to live. It was a shame that I had to make the change because it would have been so much easier to continue living as a male rather than encounter the difficulties of living as a transgender female that doesn't pass as female. I had been in Arizona about 2 years. I had a surgery, and the surgery damaged a very key nerve in controlling your gastrointestinal system. And I spent on and off 3 months in the hospital, and I had some very, very terrible treatment both by nurses and doctors. They didn't approve of me taking estrogen, so they weren't going to go out of their way or do anything to help me take that estrogen. They just as soon say, let him suffer. That's another thing that comes up continually. Sir, I'm called sir rather than ma'am. You're trapped, and not only that, you're very vulnerable because you're in the hospital for a reason. You're sick. As I get older, there's going to be other reasons why I'm going to be hospitalized. Eventually, it happens to everyone. The only way I could be sure of confident with the medical system was come back to San Francisco. So I left a home that I had planned on living in the rest of my life and an area I planned on living the rest of my life purely for medical support.
Writer Diaz produced this story. This month, Vital Signs is focusing on seniors. What's your story? Share it with us. Look for the link to Vital Signs on our website, californiareport.org.